السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا مرحبا to you this beautiful Friday morning. اللہ تعالیٰ grant you عافیت، اللہ تعالیٰ bless you with good health. حضرت مفتی صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verses 75 right up to verse number 81. Thus far we are busy and discussing that how Almighty Allah created him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's name, nami, isme grami is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Inna masala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name is mentioned 25 times. Adam's name, peace be upon him, is mentioned 25 times. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, no parents at all. Allah ta'ala created him himself directly. And we find that Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, no father, but there was a mother. So that is the similarity Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about. Thereafter creating this masterpiece on a Friday, then Almighty Allah commanded the angels, all of you must also prostrate to him, not prostrate to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, worship him, nay, but as a symbol of respect and reverence, like how we bow down and we make sujood towards the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. No Muslim person will say that we are worshipping the Baytullah, the cube day in Makkah Mukarrama, as the non-Muslims call it. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So we worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, exclusively, but we face that direction for unity and uniformity, and we all remain focused. So that is the main purpose we need to understand. So yeah, today's lesson, now Iblis, he refused. And he said that I am superior and so forth, as we will do in today's lesson. So this Iblis, he refused because of his jealousy. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. Aba, he defied the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So all this is happening in Jannah and Paradise. And Almighty Allah tells us he was too proud and too arrogant. Pride and arrogance means we don't accept the truth. We have our hidden agenda, we have a sinister motive and so forth and so on. Chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verse number 75, our starting point for today's lesson. Almighty Allah says, Ya Iblisu, O Iblis, O Satan, O Lucifer, O Shaitan, I explained to you yesterday, Iblis means the one who is in despair. He has become totally disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for us as Muslims. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins, provided that we have true iman and we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and so forth. Ma manaka, what prevented you? Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Almighty Allah wants him, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer to speak so that it will be used as evidence against him. We call that Itmamul Hujja in our terminology. Ma manaka antasjuda, what prevented you from prostrating to Nabi Adam alayhi salam? It means lima khalaqtu biyadai, that the one I created with my own hands. So Almighty Allah's hands, that only He knows. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation. Nothing in the universe resembles Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. None in the entire universe and creation are on par and equal with Almighty Allah in any aspect, any respect. Everything of Almighty Allah Jalla wala is unique. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. Astagbarta. What, are you very proud and arrogant? Am kunta min al-aleen? Am kunta min al-aleen? Or are you the one who is now that you want to be haughty and you want to be superior and so forth and so on? Call. So now he speaks. This is Iblis. Now he is telling us his story. He is now the one defending himself. He says, ana khairun min. I am superior to him. If you see our family disputes in the corporate world, business world, 90% of our disputes today are because of this. Ana khayru means that we feel we are superior to others, and then to embrace the truth becomes very difficult. Qala ana khayru means that I am superior to him. That was his dahit, that was his claim he made. Now he wants to substantiate it and corroborate it with evidence. What evidence does he give? Khalaqtani min nar, that you created me from fire, and that is the flame goes upwards. Wa khalaqtahu min teen, and you created him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, from the sand, from the dust, from the clay that remains on the ground. So I am superior. So when you use logical dalil and evidence against wahi and revelation, so that will become a recipe for disaster. Today the human being is doing the same thing. 8 billion plus people today on this earth. And when there is a problem between reason and revelation, the so-called intelligent, intellectual human being will give preference to his reason, intelligence, and so-called intellect against revelation. And then you see the disaster in all parts of the world. So we say, when there is ta'aruz, contradiction in our minds between aqal and naqal, between revelation and reason, then always revelation must be given preference at all times. Islam is supra-logical. Our puny little brains, intelligence, what can we understand? So that is what he tried to do. Call. Now from Jannah and Paradise, Almighty Allah commands him, Iblis, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, get out from here. You are expelled, مِنْهَا أي مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. For Nabi Adam alayhi salam, you will say he was transferred. For Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, you will say you expelled from here. Never again will you see Jannah and Paradise. فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, that you are cast out, you are expelled, you are thrown out. مَرْجُوم, so you are now cursed and thrown out and so forth. And the curse is following. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعَنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and verily upon you, Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, is what? My curse. What is the meaning of the curse of Almighty Allah? We say that person, this person is cursed. It means al-ib'ad and rahmatillah. One is rahmai amma. Allah Ta'ala feeds the atheist. Allah Ta'ala feeds the non-Muslim. Allah Ta'ala feeds and creates and nourishes, cherishes, sustains everybody, everything. So that is Allah Ta'ala general mercy. One is the rahmat khasa, the special mercy, which me and you should be begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala every day. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, O Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you, Ya Allah, alone, exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. mercy. So the special mercy he is deprived of. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعَنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. So my curse is upon you right till the day of justice. Our whole Islam, politically, socially, and in economically, is based on justice. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Today, this is an indictment upon the Muslim countries and Muslims. We can't present one country and show the world that this is an Islamic country. So we have Muslim countries, but we don't have an Islamic country to show to the world. This is a sample example of true political, social, economic justice and so forth and so on. Today you will see that there are banks and then there's riba and interest and so many other haram things and part of the policy and so forth. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. Our function supposed to be, we have the best, we must share it with the rest. We supposed to influence the lives of others and not get influenced in the process. But today the 99% of the ummah, the masses and the leaders are influenced by the enemies of Islam. Now look at this juncture. Almighty Allah expels him, Almighty Allah curses him, all that is done, but yet he has hope. And then Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, he knows his jealousy did not help him. His pride and arrogance did not help him. But yet he begs Allah, and Allah accepts his dua to a great extent. All. So Iblis says, Rabbi, it means Ya Rabbi. Oh my sustainer, nourisher, fa'anzirni, give me respite. Ila yawmi ba'thun, right till the day of resurrection. So what he wants to do in chapter 4, verse 119, that he says, and he took various oaths, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I'm not going to sit alone there in Jahannam. I will command them. They must change the creation of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and various other oaths he took. And he's successful in this sense, that 7 billion plus people, the absolute majority, are gone astray. And he will tell them on the day of justice, Inni da'autukum fastajabtum li. I invited you towards the vices and you accepted my invitation. Fala talumuni walumu anfusakum. Don't blame me, you blame yourself. So therefore, every human being should think about it, Muslim, non-Muslim, all. So he asked right till the day of justice that I must be given respite. Almighty Allah says, قَالْ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. Yes, go, you are given respite. Go, you are given freedom of choice. Go lead astray whoever you want to. But إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. The true, devoted, dedicated servants of Allah with sincerity, those people, special people, you will not be able to lead them astray. Therefore, daily, we should beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, protection. Ask Allah for protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan, and all his agents and all his cronies and comrades. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. And you gave the Shaitan in human form and in jinn form. Yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. They will give wonderful speeches and oratory and so forth, but they're inviting you towards the batil and the falsehood. You can see today what's happening. So remember, Christians and Jews and Hindus and so many others, ila yawmil waqtil ma'loom, and until a specific time you will have that opportunity and respite. Inshallah Aziz, tomorrow we are still here in Rustenburg. We will complete the surah Inshallah Aziz tomorrow. So let me get all of my paper now. And mashallah, I'm here in Haji Yusuf. My proper name is Yusuf, but our Maimon people say Yusuf, you know. So Haji Yusuf Isa's place here, mashallah. They downstairs, I'm here upstairs facing Qibla. So mashallah, and his residence, Allah Ta'ala reward them all, mashallah, for making my life so comfortable. Our Haji Suleiman Yaqub and his family, and our Haji Yusuf, you understand, Isa Brownie, they call him, yeah, Uncle Brownie. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 7th Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, and Gaza Genocide, day number 371. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally, all what's happening here. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Go read the Haaretz newspaper, and they say that 3 soldiers were killed in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Obviously, they will not use the word Mubarakah, but we will use it and be very happy. One settler, one bullet. So we say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Every time a chutla is toasted and roasted and sent to Jahannam, so we must be happy about it. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ The help of Almighty Allah comes and we are victorious, so we must be happy, the Quran Sharif teaches us. So this is the battle going on between Haq and Batil, and see what is happening, how the tide is turning, and so forth and so on. Hurricane Milton has slaughtered and has killed more than 10 people and dispatched them also to Jahannam there in America, Florida, and so forth. 3 million people taking flight and running for their lives and so forth. And they're seeing, if you just look at the images coming through, how their houses are being demolished, how their roads and so forth and so on cannot cope with the traffic. They want to kick out 2 million Palestinians from Gaza al-Mubarakah. Allah kicked 3 million out from there, Florida, and they, Trump and Biden and Kamala Harris, all 3, not 3 wise people, 3 morons. So all 3 of them haramis and war criminals. So remember that they are the ones who can do absolutely nothing about it. That is all Almighty Allah warning them. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَهُ Allah warns his servants, يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ Fear me alone, and then see what will happen otherwise. 2 weeks ago was Hurricane Helene, and now Hurricane Milton, and inshallah next week, 2 weeks time, there will be another one. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Allah punish them always as long as they are supporting the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Wa ma ya أَلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ No one knows the armies of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala except Him, Almighty Allah alone. So for Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and Americans, we have no sympathy, we have no empathy. That is our duty. We must do that to cause them harm, because for over 70 years, they have caused so much harm to the Muslims and to Islam. They are trying to extinguish it, the haramis. United Nations say Israel is accused of extermination in Gaza. Not only genocide, they want to finish up every Palestinian, but they use the name Hamas, Hamas. They want to, the more they try, more people become sympathetic to Hamas. More people now, 149 countries already recognize the state of Palestine. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us in chapter 61. And verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ الْيُطْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ Their aim and objective, this haramis and these prostitutes and prostitutes, is to extinguish the nur, the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their mass media, their TV, their radio, their print media, and their crooked politicians. They want to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Allah, meaning Islam. But Allah motivates, inspires us. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah Ta'ala will let the nur of Islam, the radiance of Islam, prevail in all parts of the world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. Israel attacks the United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon. The West is also condemning them. And now they feel they can do anything with impunity. Kill and murder the babies, kill and murder children, kill and murder men and women, ordinary civilians, and kill and destroy even the United Nations. So that is now the Frankenstein that Britain, America, and the West have. And that is the harami, the illegitimate child, the big B. To call them illegitimate is too kind. Call them B and a big B. So that is the harami is there. So disgraced again. Another nation disgraced, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, Saudis, spending billions and billions of dollars to give a new image to Saudi Arabia. We will not have parda. We will have intermingling. And we will allow the Jews and the Christians to come to Saudi Arabia. We will host the World Cup in 2034. But see how humiliated they are. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there's none to give him honor. So the Saudis, with all their bribery and billions of dollars, they tried the second time to become a member of the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. 47 members are chosen from the 193, and they failed again. What a humiliation, disgrace for Saudi Arabia and for MBS and his ministers and cabinet. Kuffar they are. Remember, any person agrees with MBS, our fatwa is, you agree with all he's doing, that building sanamas there in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and the bikini beaches there in Jeddah, removing the parda and hijab, locking up the scholars. This year alone, 2024, more than 240 or so have been executed. Imagine how many ulama and how many sulaha and pious people and so forth. And if you're an Ethiopian and African, they don't bother about you. So that is, who's guilty of Jamal Khashoggi's murder? Who's guilty of killing thousands of people in Yemen? So they told him, you're not fit to come here. A member of the United Nations, remember, Human Rights Council, openly the people told them, humiliation upon humiliation. The more you try to please people, the more humiliated you will be. Erdogan of Turkey calls for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and says that this is a shame of humanity that we have not stopped this genocide so long. Over 1 year is going on. United States is weaponizing the dollar. So they threaten people that if you don't use the dollar, then there will be sanctions on you, there will be this on you. They try and will. But remember, their empire now is waning, and the people are telling them, go to hell. BRICS told them that. Putin told them that. African nations, Burkina Faso told them that. So many others told them. Now look at these Muslim countries, Arab countries, the Gulf states. The Gulf states are beggars and paupers and haramis. They are asking America, please, America, we got oil, we got money, but we got no brains. So please, you must stop Israel from this genocide. Can you imagine a bigger humiliation than that? Go study our history. Khalid bin Walid tells Rustam, إِنَّمَا يَقُومْ يُحِبُّونَ الْقَتْلَ وَالْقِتَالَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ الْخَمْرِ. This is not only history, this is hadith. And in Mishkat Sharif, you will find that Sahaba saying that we love dicing with death in the path of Allah, like how you love your alcohol. I translate it as you love your wine, dine and swine, your haramis. When these Arab states, they ban the tabligh Jamaat like Saudi Arabia, like the Emirates and so forth, and they became more and more inclined to the West, they bootlicking the Americans and Israelis and so forth, absolute humiliation and disgrace upon them. Trump says that Modi is the nicest guy you can meet. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, both Khabith and impure and immoral. They love Israel, so therefore he says he's the nicest guy. Jazeera cameraman was attacked by Israel and is in a critical condition. Shirin Abu Atila, what the West called ugly. We mustn't be like sheep, you know. Just follow the Pied Piper. You find the idiot Muslim say Shirin Abu Ugly. Is Abu Atila. She was not Muslim, she was Christian, but she did her job. She exposed the war crimes and genocide, and deliberately they committed premeditated murder, and her name will shine on remembered. And non-Muslim, they get their reward in this world and no reward in the year after, obviously. So, but the truth has to be spoken and so forth. Let's come to South African news, views, interviews. NPA, the National Prosecution Authority or whatever they call themselves, Botoi and company, they declined to prosecute CR. They say Cyril Ramaphosa will not be charged regarding Pala Pala. You see, that is your Western democracy. This guy, Trump, he committed 34 crimes, felony crimes, and so forth, serious crime, but he's running second time to be the president of the America, United States. They must say United Snakes of America, because from top to bottom, they're so corrupted and so forth. So that is what happened. Study with Islam, Sahih Hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Sunan Nasai, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Lo Anna Fat Fatima bint Muhammad, we say Ma'ad Allah Sarakat, then laqata'tu yadaha. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, my ladli, my sahibzadi, my beloved child and daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and I had to steal, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. I, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, myself who then amputated him. To show the world what is social justice and so forth. You see how these haramis get away? If you corrupted on top, Cyril, then what do you expect of your ministers? What do you expect of people on the ground and all that? That's why me, I'm very happy about this. Not once in my life did I ever vote for the ANC. Because we could see, I don't know how you guys fell in the trap, you know. Mandela's grandson, or Mandla, they tell him, Mandla, you are banned to come from the UK. How the hell can you say Israel is committing genocide? You are so pro-Palestinian. So I tell them that you are Blair, and now you are Starmer, and before Starmer was Sunak the Harami. We want to send him back to India. I can go sit in the lap of Modi, or we send him back to Rwanda, he and his partner Sula. They were telling us that the Palestinian marches, they are terrorism. So these are the haramis. So they speak of democracy, human rights. When you speak the truth, then it's unpalatable to them. They say no visa, no entry. Shame on you, Britain. You are a disgrace to humanity. Remember that. Malema knows he's losing with Naledi Pandor. Naledi Pandor is Muslima. Her name is Nadia, actually. But in politics, Naledi goes. So she said that Naledi Pandor, Malema said, she is involved with the VBS bank and all that corruption. She said, bring your proof. If you can't bring proof, you better apologize publicly, otherwise I sue you. So now he wants to cool it down. Malema says, no. Me, I don't want to have public debate and public discussion with you and so forth. You see the backtracking? So yes, he must apologize, otherwise she must sue him. That is the truth. Gauteng heat wave coming this weekend. So you in Johannesburg, Pretoria, surroundings, that's what the weatherman says. Allah knows best. Rustenburg, we had a wonderful program last night. Mashallah, I couldn't believe it. So many Somali brothers, Ethiopian brothers, our locals and so forth. Speaking of Somali brothers, mashallah, we had supper by Hafiz Farid's place. So the people were telling me, you know how many Somalis are in Rustenburg? They run a madrasa Sunday to Sunday, Friday to Friday. Subhanallah. The last person I met in the masjid last night, quarter past 10 or so, 10, 15, 10, 20, was a young Somali youngster. I asked him, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm becoming a Hafiz. I said, where? He said, in Somali madrasa. I said, how many Jews? He said, 5. I said, subhanallah, gave him some gift and so forth. So to show that, look at these youngsters. From where and where, they love the Quran. You tell our students, come Friday to Friday, Sunday to Sunday, 90% will run away from the madrasa. That is the truth. look at these children. We should take heed from there. Well, love for deen, love for Quran Sharif, love for Sunnah Mubarakah they have. And then, mashallah, today our program, after this program here, yeah, then I'll read my sunnats and then go here to the masjid, Masjid Abrar. Salat day is 5:15 today and tomorrow. And then we'll have Nasiha till Ishraq, and then read Ishraq and then finish. Now pay attention to this. Today, the Adhan will go in Makkah Mukarramah at 11:07 South African time. Their time, 12:07. Okay, you know Saudi is 1 hour ahead of us. So 10:11, the khutbah will start by Yasir Dawsari, the character who came recently to South Africa. So he will deliver the khutbah, we will play the khutbah and the salat, inshallah. And then after that, I will translate, and then we will have the dua and so forth. And then 12 o'clock sharp, inshallah, the lecture will be live from the masjid here, Jami Masjid, till 12:30. That's the tertib they have here, and that is how they organize it here. So I said, no problem, by 12 o'clock, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz will be finished. And thereafter, you must remember, will be the Adhan and so forth. So remember that from 11:05, 11:07 or so till 12 o'clock will be the khutbah and salat and translation dua, then the lecture, and then adhan and sunnat, and then the khutbah and so forth. Then tonight, inshallah, then after asr, we will be in Masjidur Rahmah. There asr salat is at 5:30. And then after isha, another program in Masjid al-Luqman Hakim. So that program will be live also. So the Jummah program, 12 to 12:30 and all that life, including the khutbah and salat, obviously. And thereafter, we should remember that at night, 8 o'clock, Jamaat Masjid Luqman Hakim. So there also, the program will be live tonight, insha'Allahul Aziz. So that takes us care of today's program, insha'Allah. And then between 8:30 and 9 will be Mufti Aku, insha'Allah, with Mawaz Ayatan. Read abundant Durood Sharif, make dua for us and the Ummah. Rustenburg, very nice. Allah reward all the trustees, all the imams in the various masajid, and all our people, and many, many of my connections here. Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward them all. Jee Muslim Kareem, we have 15, 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I'm planning to go for Umrah. Is it permissible for me to be a mahram for my mother-in-law, as my father-in-law cannot travel due to health issues?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For the son-in-law to be the mahram for his, he is the mahram and will always be mahram. Mahram means you can never ever marry that person, nor now nor in the future. So you are the mahram for the mother-in-law, and you take her for Umrah, totally permissible. I took my mother-in-law for Hajj, mashallah, with my wife and so forth. The Quran speaks of this, chapter 44, and that is Surah An-Nisa, and verse number 23. Wa ummahatu nisaikum, and your wife's mother. So what we call mother-in-law. So yes, you are a mahram. Take her, mashallah. Take your wife also. Very good. So three of you go. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept it. All of you want to go for Umrah Hajj. Every day from today, start reading 2 rakat salat and read this verse, chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh, beloved Allah, show us at the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and forgive us, Ya Allah. We are sinners, we are transgressors. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. You are all forgiving, very, very forgiving, very merciful, 100% permissible. Jeev.
Mufti Saab, is it the sunnah to give the bride the walima dress from the groom side?
That's an Indian story. You see, you know, when our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents came from India, they came from Lailpur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Dabelpur, Kolvatpur, and all those poor stories. So they brought one red kitab words, you understood, fairy tale kitab. So now when it's walima, then you must give her the bride. Then the bride will say, I want a lal lal. I want some dhamak and chamak, you understand? I want some shining one, shocking pink. All fairy tales, all that. You want to give, you give. You don't want to give, there's no sunnah business about that. That is an Indian sunnah. We just concocted it and fabricated it. There's nothing to do with Islam there.
Mufti Saab, what can I read for protection against enemies, especially family that is jealous?
Yes, we all experience this in one time or another. You must remember, especially if you become famous and so forth, then people remember, can't see that, and then the jealousy increases. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he was so famous, so when he came there, you must remember, the people went to tell the authorities and the rulers, he says this. So they put him in jail. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, every Muslim should read this book. Saviors of the Islamic Spirit, Volume 2. That whole Volume 2 is dedicated to him, to Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Basically, so now you see, then after 1-2 weeks, they came to visit him for Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, in jail. They asked him, how's things in jail? He's Sheikh Al-Islam. He said, Batinuhu fihi rahma. Where I am, Allah's mercy is coming upon me. Where you are, you think this punishment. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. So whenever we should look at it, if the people are jealous of us, they are plotting, planning, scheming against us, don't worry about them. Hamara kaam to Allah ke saath hai. You turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Read these following verses and surahs and so forth. Surah 29, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 33. Oh, Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsideen. Oh Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and mischief makers. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, read this verse against the homosexual, the gay community. Allah jalla wala punished them, and the remnants, relics are still there. The land and the sand is the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. The sea, Dead Sea, Al-Bahrul Mayyit is telling you. So all these are signs for us to take heed of. Then you read chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, I hand over my matters to you. Verily, Allah is all observing over the servants. And the next verse, chapter 40, verse 45. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. That Allah will protect you from their plotting, planning, scheming, and so forth. So read abundantly, chapter 40, verse 44. Sahaba were told that the enemies are mobilizing, organizing. These are Sahaba, students of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So what Allah Ta'ala says, that instead of getting frightened and so forth, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman increased, and they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah Jalla Wala, that you are sufficient for us, you're the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. So read, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So that is chapter 3, verse 173, and chapter 22, verse 78, the last line, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Allah, you are the best protector, the best helper. Read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The people who are حَاسِدِينَ, the people who are jealous and so forth. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. You mustn't do anything. You just speak to Almighty Allah. And the more jealousy they have, the more Allah will elevate you and so forth. But when you meet them, just make salam and you carry on. You don't sever ties with them. Remember that.
Islam, an elderly person wants to know if they need to have a musalla if they are reading salah on a chair.
Regarding the previous question, another important aspect, daily give out some charity to Muslim, non-Muslim who are poor. This is your voluntary sadaqah and charity, and Allah will save you min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil, inshaAllah. Baji, you are the chairman, you're going to sit on the chair, so then you don't need a musalla. Yes, but if the tiles are very, very cold and so forth, you're there in the Haram Sharif, and you know, sometimes the tiles, and that in our own houses, sometimes people don't have carpets and so forth, and they got all these fancy tiles and all that, then it's good, you wear socks or something, or put the musalla, because just now, Baji, you get sick and so forth. Baji means old man. So there's no need for the musalla and carpet and so forth, but if you feel that, you know, for health reasons, you want to use it, so it's fine, there's no problem. As long as the land and the sand and whatever way you're reading salat is pure and and clean. Ju'ilat liyal ardu masjidaw wa tahura. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allah Jalla Wala made the land and the sand for me pure, for tayammum, and that is the sand ablution and for salat. So therefore, no need for that. But if you have to put, because health reasons, permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, we are told to read Surah Mulk and Surah Waqia at night. Can it be read any time during the day, or does it have to be at night only?
Daytime, nighttime, anytime you can read it, but if you want the special virtue, then it's better you read it at night. So if you read Surah Waqia, inshaAllah, lam yusibhu or lam tusibhu faqa. So go open Fazail Quran and all it. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadu wrote a big note there. So the story of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and his beloved daughters. So inshaAllah, if you read it anytime at night, so inshaAllah, no poverty and faqa will afflict you. Allah will sustain you, nourish you. InshaAllah, you read Surah Mulk, Surah 67, chapter 67, 30 ayats and verses, then it will be interceding for you on the day of justice and so forth and so on. So excellent, read it, but don't make it now. You must read it after Maghrib, you must read it after Isha. Anytime at night you read it, wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay. My mercy is broader, wider, greater than anything and everything. So Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. Nighttime is the best, brother, sister.
Mufti Sahab, can a woman in her menses enter the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Totally haram that is. You sisters need to be very, very careful about this. You know, when you're coming from that Hilton Hotel, when you are coming from the Tayyiba Center, and you see that big fence everywhere around, all that is part of Masjid al-Nabawi. You must remember that. They made the Sahan day in Saudi Arabia, what we call courtyard, is all part of Masjid. For you ladies to go sit there and then park there under those umbrellas and all that and say, no, I'm reading Durood Sharif, all that, but you in menses, you in nifas, you in your postnatal, you gave birth, absolutely haram. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and a beloved father, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha. So when she was coming for Hajj, so it was in the 10th year of the Hijrah, she made intention for Umrah only, she wanted to perform Tamattu Hajj. When she came to the place called Sarif in that area, lo and behold, the menses started. And now she stayed in that menses, but now they're going for Hajj. So Nabi alayhi salam told her, make faskhul umrah ila hajj, leave your umrah, make intention for ifrad. And then on the night of the 14th, she was crying. She said, all the honorable wives perform hajj and umrah and hajj, I only perform hajj. Said, fine, go with your brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu and perform umrah there from Tan'im. Therefore the masjid there, Masjid Aisha. So therefore we must remember, for a lady in Masjid al-Aqsa, the 36 acres there, the big walls, to enter there in menses haram. Masjid al-Nabawi, the big fence there, to enter there haram. Haram Sharif, the structure there, all you must remember, you enter in menses haram. So you need to be very circumspect and careful, my mothers and daughters.
Mufti Sahab, please send me dua to read for Allah to accept us for Hajj.
I told you Surah 2 verse 128 and read 2 rakat salat. Never become disillusioned. I told you the story of the brother from Italy so many a time. You beg Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Today between Asr and Maghrib, Isa and Mustajaba, his duas are accepted. So speak to Allah. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and take us there, Ya Allah.
Mufti Sahab, please advise if it's acceptable to have a flea market at the mosque grounds.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You trustees and you imams, you must always stand your ground for batil. You must remember, this is batil. Now imagine on the courtyard of the masjid and so forth, you want to have a flea market. And I saw all these things happening. I'll tell you where also. So you must remember that is absolutely haram. Imagine the men are there, the women are there, and so forth and so on. And there's a carnival atmosphere. They're having a big jowl and so forth and so on. Few years ago, I went to Uzbekistan. We visited Bukhara, Samarkand, and you must remember Khartang. Do you know where is Khartang? Khartang is where Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen, fil Hadith, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail is buried. It was a Friday. So I had my driver and I had a guide. The driver just takes you, the guide, he knows English, and so forth, so me and my wife. So now we're going, you see. So now I can't leave my wife alone. Obviously, she don't want the Jummah and all that. She will just resort Salat. So when you enter there, you find in the courtyard, you find around there, and there's a jol and carnival atmosphere, you understood. The shopping is going on, the men and women and everything. When we finished, now they gave the lecture in their Uzbek language, the khutbah, salat, all in Arabic, obviously, so that was very good. Imam Bukhari's grave Mubarak, we went there, made dua. So this driver and this guide, Muslim supposed to be, I asked both of them that what did the Imam say? They're looking at one another. I asked them, did you guys read Jummah Salat? He said, we never read Salat in our life. Inna lillahi wa inna. I say, how many people outside who never read Salat? They say, more people outside than inside and supposed to be Muslim. So that is what happens, you must remember this. You turn the whole thing into a carnival atmosphere now. And then flea market and so forth. All haram that in Muslim, right in the mosque and so forth. La arbah Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you want to sell your goods and your way and your merchandise, Allah must never give you barakah in your business. Masjid is not place for your shop and business. Your trustees, your imams, you must not even allow on your notice board all this advertisement. This person is selling Qurbani. This one got the special Umrah package. This one is selling some moza and, you know, so the socks and this mozas and all haram, all that. Masjid is not place for all these kind of things. So not permissible, absolutely haram.
There is someone that comes home to see my daughter as a samosa run. What does she make? Istikhara now or must we wait until they come back to us?
So when Mr. Samosa comes and wants to see your beloved daughter and Ladli, so before he comes, now they're showing interest, tell him, okay, we will confirm with you after 2 days, 3 days. So he'll tell you he's coming from where, Rustenburg, or from wherever, Benoni, or Durban, or where, or maybe Camperdown. We don't know, you know, from different places he's coming. So you must remember, in a case like that, so you must follow and ask those people there, you understood, that which ulama does he have contact with? Does he read Salat? What is his income? How's the family? You're not getting married to the person only. You'll have to deal with the family. So if you get good references and then tell them come and so forth, you get terrible references, just tell them no, don't come, finish, end of the story. Make it shortcut, you understand? And that is the first thing. Then when he comes, then he can't be alone with your beloved daughter and Ladi and so forth and so on. You, the father, brother, must be there. And then you ask him his age, what his profession, and the most important thing in this day and this age, you, the people, you know, when mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they have a big fight, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi passed away in 74. So one day he was running, like going, walking briskly to the masjid. So one student saw and asked him, Hazrat, sab khairiyat, everything all right? He said, nay. Ghar mein meme tutu chal raha hai. Meme tutu chal raha hai. Meme tutu. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, having it out. So my mother is one side, my wife is one side, I'm in the middle. So I said, best I go to Allah Ta'ala, go to the masjid and ask and cry to Allah. So that is what happens. We can't run away from it nowadays. So best is you tell them that, okay, if I give my daughter, where will she live? So we want separate facilities, house, flat, whatever, from day one. And then you will come go and see it and so forth and all that. And then if both parties agree, then keep the marriage nikah as soon as possible. I'm dead against this year that people today have fixed up. But they say, no, we'll make next year before Ramadan, after Ramadan. It's haram all that. Ya ma'ashara shabab man istata'a minkumul ba'ata fal yatazawaj fa innahu aghaddu lil basari
وَأَحْسَنُ الْرِفَاضِ حديث البخاري الشريف. Oh, you group of youngsters, whoever has the means and the ability to get married immediately, because it will lower your gaze and protect your private part. Now you allow your daughter and your future son-in-law, Mr. Samusa, the suitor and the shooter. Now they'll be busy on the WhatsApp and the emails will fly to the females. All jais, all this. Absolutely haram. Wala taqrabu zina. And then we say, Maulvi sahab, come and make dua for barakah. We send out our people in the rain and we say, Maulana, come make dua that she must not get wet and so forth. How all that can happen? Maulana, jazakallah khair. Till tomorrow, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Now I'm going to read sunnah and then I'll go to the masjid, inshaAllah. And Allah Ta'ala reward all the people in Rustenburg. I like it here. MashaAllah. It's nice and hot here, mashaAllah. Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الإجابة حضرت مفتي صاحب